We're grateful that you tune in every week, and we pray prayers of intercessory for people that we know about. And if you click on the slides portion here on the website, it'll take you to the slide that has all the people that we know about. And we always pray for them, but we also know there's prayers that we don't know about, and we can pray a prayer of intercession for those also. So we're grateful to be a praying church, and prayer is an important part. You know, really, prayer is just talking to God. God wants to talk to you, and he does through his word, and he wants you to talk to him. Now, you can either do it silently or audibly, but I think the more important thing is just to take time, like it says in the Psalms, be still and know that I'm God, and to connect your spirit with God's spirit in a way that you can intercede for others, but more importantly, and also need to pray for yourself. Always think about our day and time, as we are now preparing for a pastoral change, and we need to have the Bethel Church in prayer for Ellie Fox as she prepares to make a long trip from Tampa to Tallahassee. I've made that trip a few times, and it's a long ride, but we're looking forward to having her. And then I was thinking about, what can we do? How can we pray not only for Ellie as she comes, but also pray for the future of the Bethel United Methodist Church? And a familiar passage comes to mind, and you hear it a lot, and we have the National Day of Prayer coming up very soon, and this is the one that I was reflecting on, because in an act of humble worship, which we seek God with all our heart. And it's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people, who are called by my name. Now who are those people? We are Christians. We are Christ followers. We are called by God's name. That's why we are called Christians. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hear this, church, and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Now, that is really an act of humble worship. Amen? But it's also when Jesus talked to the disciples, and the disciples would talk to him, one of the things that they asked him, Lord, can you teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray? And Jesus gave us a model prayer. And we say it by rote sometimes, but I hope and pray you have it memorized. But if you don't have it memorized, that's okay. But look at it and use a thing to take it apart into how it means. And Jesus said, use it as a model prayer. The prayer that Jesus taught, we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I like that translation where it emphasizes the evil one, because we are in a battle of good and evil. Amen? For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's people said, Amen.